If you bark, meow, quack, whinny, or have someone in the house that does, this is the talk show for you. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Rick. In this segment, we've got the opportunity to talk about a topic that we've really talked about in the past and is very timely in terms of what's going on. And it has to do with the issue of how important the spay-neuter message is, especially in the cat community. Right now, we've got with us a returning guest, Dr. Kerry Lewis, who's a doctor of veterinary medicine at the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Welcome back, Dr. Lewis.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Dr. Lewis, can you begin to explain to our listeners exactly why spaying and neutering is so important and how the overpopulation problem among cats really comes about this time of year and causes so much strain on the fostering and the rescue communities because of really what nature intended?
Well, we in the veterinary community like to call this time of year kitten season,
okay.
And that's for a reason. It seems that in the springtime, we have lots of kittens sprouting up. I don't know if people realize, but female cats can have up to 6 or 7 or even more kittens in one litter, and they can have more than one litter per year. Young kittens can go into heat and have litters as young as even 8 or 9 months of age. So you can see that having unspayed and unneutered cats running around can lead to quite a few unwanted cats without homes. So it's very important that people with particularly young cats and kittens understand that part of taking care of those animals is getting them spayed and neutered so they don't contribute to this problem.
Right.
And some of the things that people don't realize, you know, when we're looking at people adopting out kittens, it's really difficult when there are huge numbers all at once. We go through an entire winter season and there's no kittens available at all. There's plenty of individuals that might be interested in adopting one, but there's no kittens available at all. And then all of a sudden, you know, the floodgates open, right?
Oh, sure. And another thing that people need to realize is that, kittens are very cute. Everybody loves a kitten. And it may not be too difficult for you to adopt out those 5 or 6 kittens from your cat's litter, but who's going to be responsible to make sure that all those kittens then are spayed and neutered? So, you know, just saying that you can find homes for all the kittens in your litter doesn't necessarily mean that you're not helping to contribute to the problem of overpopulation.
Dr. Lewis, one of the things that I've noticed is that part of the timing could be related to the fact that this time of year, people in Michigan start to go outdoors again. And they may not notice that, oops, I let the cat slide out that door. And we talked the last time you were in about a lot of the feral cats that are out there. And I would imagine a lot of them are the ones that aren't spayed and neutered and may be causing some of the trouble. Is that the case?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. This time of year, you know, we're starting to have our windows open. It's getting warmer. I don't know about you, but my cats particularly love to sit in the windows and smell the outside and are very interested in trying to get outside if they can. And I think that happens in lots of households. So what's happening over the winter where cats are happy staying inside has suddenly changed. And particularly your young cats that aren't spayed or neutered yet, they're going to be feeling the itch to get outside. Lots of stray or, as you say, feral cats running around make it much more attractive for our cats wanting to get outside. So there are some things that people can do to help keep their cats indoors and to help keep unwanted strays from coming around your house. Of course, paying attention to the door is the most important thing you can do to keep your cat inside. But if you've got a cat in heat or an unneutered male cat that really wants to get out, that cat's probably going to be able to get outside, sneak out around you, as you're trying to close the door. Reducing the stray population outside of your house is going to be very helpful because not having those cats around outside is a good way to help keep your cats in.
And reducing the strays outside, is that maybe calling animal control and having them removed?
That's part of it, but it's good not to get the stray population coming to your house in the first place. Uh-huh. So, you know, the most important thing you can do is don't feed stray cats. Everybody feels sorry for these cats that come around. They feel like, you know, they must not have anything to eat, and so they start leaving food out. And that's just pretty much an advertisement to all the stray and homeless cats in the area that there's a free meal at your house. And so, you know, before you know it, you'll have a little colony outside your house and they'll all be breeding. And so it's best just not to feed those cats in the first place.
If you
have cats that are really stubborn about wanting to come around regardless, then certainly calling animal control is a good option to get those cats removed from the area. Some people use motion activated sprinkler systems to spray when animals come around that aren't wanted. There's even products available through sporting goods stores or online that you can spray or leave out around the area that have unwanted smells, basically, that keep cats away.
Let's chat just for a bit about the stubbornness, I guess, of the overall public in getting a spay or neutering. Maybe talk a little bit about what you hear on an ongoing basis that seems to be the obstacles, and maybe arrest some of those obstacles that people have.
Well, sure. I mean, there are a number of reasons why people may be reluctant or, you know, may just not get their cats spayed or neutered when they're supposed to. You know, people are busy. They have other things going on in their lives. And if it's not an urgent problem right now, sometimes it's just hard to get it taken care of. It involves, a trip to the veterinarian. You have to leave your cat there for a little while and go pick it up later. So it's an inconvenience, and people just don't get around to it sometimes. There's cost involved, of course, and some people, particularly in today's economy, may find it difficult to come up with the funds needed to get their cat spayed or neutered. Some people have heard rumors or myths that it's healthier for your cat to go through a heat cycle before they're spayed, which isn't proven. It's perfectly healthy to have your kitten spayed or neutered before they ever go into heat. And some people just feel that it might change their cat's personality or make them less of who they are if they have them spayed or neutered, which again is not really true.